The road talking into my hand. So I hope you enjoy the show. I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but I do know there are something that I will not talk about and that I will not be doing in on-demand audio file. I will not do we'll do that way. One of the things I've been looking at doing say Linux? Is that how you say Linux? MP3 Jukebox. I have an old computer. It's a thing in my ass. I want to use it for something. I can open the door open. And I want to put the music on it. Press the button. Have the music come out of my stereo. I want to sound good. I want to be easy to operate. No fancy keyboard crap. Your TV screen. Another thing I will not be doing on this audio on demand, I will not be posting links to things I talk about because I produce the content while I am driving the car down the road from my job to my home and from my home to my job. So if you find something that's interesting, you have to Google it, or you know, go to Yahoo. They say Yahoo's better. Yahoo, Google, whatever you choose, and you have to Google it. I might give you some clues in the text on the posting. I don't know. Don't have a lot of time. I'm planning on doing most of my content on the audio, so take some notes or set the file. You know, whatever. Another thing I probably will not be doing is archiving the shows. I have limited network space on the network. I have a limited bandwidth. And I have no desire to purchase additional bandwidth or additional space. So I'm going to try and keep this down to a 5 megabyte. I will be posting it probably under my cops account, and we'll go from there. So no fancy archive. You are the archive. You find a friend that got this file, and ask them if they can send it to you or link it somehow or put it somewhere. I do not have a time or want to invest the money in something like that. I am not a podcaster. I just want to make sure you know I am not a podcaster. This is audio on demand. It's not a podcast. So we will not be talking about podcasting. We will not be talking about Adam Curry. We will not be talking about podcasting or promoting podcasting. One of the things I would like to look at is software, hardware, modification, hardware hacks, Easter eggs, things like that. That's probably the computing interest I have. I do not have a lot of experience in Linux. Like I said, I have old computer, we run Linux, we got a UI interface, but it runs pretty good. I tell you on Apple, I can see the bound sign, and you know, I have Linux, big freaking whoopies, it doesn't do nothing for me, okay? So I'm looking for some help on this, and I am a newbie. I found some stuff involving the project with the Linux Jukebox. Some of the things are very complicated. So, as far as navigating the Jukebox and displaying the Jukebox, so I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do on that end. I will be probably working on the operating system and getting that running, and worry about it if I really, really feel like it. Working on an interface, whether it's a joystick, e-commerce, remote control, or something else, pocket PC, Palm Pilot, I've seen them out there like that before. And as far as display and everything, I don't know if I'd like to start a whole lot, invest the money in it. It would be nice if, you know, output from the output from the good somehow into the television and put it into a video card or something like that. You know, put a couple wires on the connector from the video card to the television input. Maybe that works. I don't know. You know, I don't want to invest a lot of money. Need a piece of junk computer. It's not worth much. Like to get it to do something for me instead of just sit there with a like a doorstop. So. Some of the other things that we're going to talk about are, we are going to talk about manufacturing, we are going to talk about bags in the manufacturing, current management bags, current management techniques. We may also talk about leadership and bad in leadership that are currently going around right now, and what they mean to people, how to motivate the performance, and things like that, okay? Let's see, what else are we might be talking about? We might be talking a little bit of football games that I like to woodwork sometimes. What I do there is I'm building a musical instrument, and I have Telecaster copy or a facsimile of a Fender Telecaster. But it's got some different things that I've been doing to it, and then, you know, there's a lot of woodworking I've been doing on that. I've been working on that for over a year when I have time. And what else are we going to do? We are going to talk about children. We're going to talk about small children videos and video programs. Okay, we're going to be a Blues, Clifford. We might talk about the Wiggles. We're not going to talk about the Barney or the Booba. Booba, maybe Barney. No, I don't like the Barney. So we're not going to talk about the Barney. We're going to talk about the Wiggles. We're going to talk about Clifford. We're going to talk about Thomas the Train, Thomas the Tank Engine. If anything else you might know or would like me to tell you about children's programming, Baby Einstein, anything like that, what my comments, what my thoughts are on them, the Wiggles, anything like that, we can talk about that. Another thing we may be talking about is truck driving and truck driving social network, truck driving lifestyle, okay? I am not a truck driver. I do not know any truck drivers personally. I do listen to a podcast from the Trucker Town podcast. And like I said, I'm not going to promote the podcast, but I like this one. So I'm going to go to Trucker Town podcast. I don't know the link, but Google it, it'll come up. Or do Yahoo, Lycos, whatever. Go do that. And listen to the guy. He's pretty good. He's got some tattoos, but he's a pretty good guy. I don't know what that means. So, I'm about halfway on my journey here today. And, you know, we might talk about the weather. I don't know. Might not talk about the weather. I got to slow down here so we don't see it. Let's see. What else are we going to talk about? Oh, what's this? speaking of software and software hacks or software applications that I like to see, make my life easier. And I said no talking about podcasts, but we may be talking about ways to listen to podcasts and to deal with the file content in a way that would make it easier for someone to listen to podcasts. I'm not going to talk about using the podcast, but perhaps a way to manipulate MP3 files, encode them differently, put them in different places, select them, and do things like that. And one of the things I've been doing, and if you want to let me know, script200@gmail.com or whatever, script200@gmail, okay? Send me an email and I will send you the file if you are interested. What I've done is I use John Rockenbach, Excel, he has a file out there for Excel that will create a list of MP3s in a particular select directory that you select. You can keep the list and do something to the table. You can sort by, you know, what is this? What kind of rock and roll, blues, and jazz, and stuff like that. I don't really care about that, okay? I don't care if I have 47 blues and 6 jazz. I don't care. But what it did do for me is it gave me the file name, it gave me ID3 text that I can use to, and the file name that I can take and say, okay, Excel, here is the LAN encoder. Take this file, it is located here in this directory, and let's decode that or encode that at a bit rate. Okay, do this to this file, make it smaller. One of the things that I use for my writing and listening to on-demand files is a create a movable 256 megabytes. And it's not an iPod or iReader or some other thing that's got a big hard drive. I don't want a big hard drive. I want something small to fit into my pocket. I can grab it and go. I don't have to worry about charging batteries. I don't have to worry about crushing my hard drive on the concrete. I want something that can fit into my pocket. Go down in the show. Something that does not get some crazy software to upload the files, anything like that. So this is a very good device for me. One of the problems with this device is not a problem if the files you are listening to would be encoded at a particular bitrate, okay? I do not want to listen to Adam Curry at 128 kbps or whatever frequency. I don't care about this music, what it sounds like. It sounds like crap this morning. I turned it off. I don't care about this music. I don't care for it. I don't listen to it. I don't care about the man. And it was pretty cool. I take the file, I say, okay, LAN, here it is. I take the ID3 tag out of the spreadsheet. I re-encode it at a large rate. And away we go. What I'd like to do, and LAN has some of it, is create a batch file that does something very similar. So I can schedule. I can schedule the encoding at the user direction. I am not on my computer, related to emails, do more than just detergent and ice and, you know, just, you know, it's what's when I'm working, you know, it's using my power to light things up so it can do something. I pay for the power, you work for me now, okay? So, I would like to say, 3 a.m., okay, Doppler, I use Doppler to do my podcast or audio magazine or on-demand audio download. I'm going to have to use a damn word, podcast, because it's just something, but this is not a podcast. The frequency will not be every day, every week, you may or may not hear me again. I'm a change nationality. They make them shorter. I do not know yet. Hey, if it's too big to put on the server, I'll knock it down another notch in the encoding and, you know, you get the copies on it. I don't care. You listen to me for the content, not for the quality. Okay? Quality content, not quality audio. Don't believe we are both technology-wise. There's got to be something better. There is MP3s, the low bitrate. You don't know, it needs to be better. I say Doppler cook is the first for me off the internet. And he's gonna find out on download before I am up for time to green stuff. I don't care about Adam Curry's 128 kbps. We're going to do something else. We're going to knock it down to 48 or 56, whatever, 32, whatever. Whatever I feel like that. Okay. So, what I can do is turn, maybe 8 hours of space on my plus side to maybe 16 or, you know, maybe 10, you know. I don't listen to podcasts all day or audio magazines all day, but I like to have more than a plan on listening. The idea there is, I don't want to come back around since the beginning during the day and listen to the same thing again. I don't want to do that. I've listened to it already, okay? You're not going to do that. No. I don't want to listen to it. In fact, sometimes when that happens, I delete it right off first, so I don't listen to it again. But that might be something I would like to see in an aggregator. Download the file, re-encode the file to another bitrate before, so that I don't take up too much space on my iPad or my MP3 player, whatever. Memory is real estate, and real estate is expensive. So, if I do not want a pristine digital non-lossy. I don't care. I want quality in content, not quality in audio. It must be legible. It must be able to listen to it. It must make sense. Must be somewhat pleasant. But it does not have to be pristine. Nothing. We may talk about radios and shortwave radios and CDs and anything like that. Okay? If you have anything interesting to talk about radios, let me know. Please go on the email. I will read your email to the audience. I can read the email to the audience. I may post the email in the text portion of the show. Okay? Audio on demand! Audio on demand! I am going to coin a new phrase, a new terminology. Audio on demand! Whenever I want to do it, I do not hold a schedule. I do what I want to. You want to listen good. When it comes up, if it's not funny, no, but it's complete, I don't care. Okay? Audio on the main. I do it when I want to. You listen to it when you want to. Everybody be happy. Another thing we are not going to do, and many other people on the internet are doing, is reading news. If I want to read the news, I go to the web browser and read the news myself. Okay? There is compression in text, not in audio. What I mean is, you can read much faster than you can read and understand, comprehend what is on the paper, what is written on the screen, then what it takes to listen to something. So if you're listening to something, it may take 20 minutes to listen to the radio, this guy reading you the news about something in a far off land and a bomb is going off. 20 minutes! You can read the same content in a text in maybe say 10 minutes, 5 minutes. Maybe you skim through first line of paragraph just to get an idea of what it might be about, if it's interested or not. You don't have to listen to the whole 20 minutes to find out what's coming up next. So, I will not be talking about podcasts. I will not be talking about promoting podcasts. I will not be reading the news. I will not be playing songs. If I play a song, it will be part of a song. You're here for the content, not for the quality in sound. Okay. I have a very, so I should go back and tell you how I'm going to produce this, or how I have produced this in the past. Now that you are listening to it, I am going to use the, let's see, Audacity. I created some bumpers, some sweepers, intro, outro music. I'm not creating the intro for this, the header for the show, I don't know yet. So you're going to get some music, it's going to be just a cue, okay? And the way I record this content is, and maybe why it doesn't sound very good, is I am using a Creative Lab Movo CX-FM, which has an internal mic, in which you can dictate into and record your content. Like I said, audio is not compressed when you're listening to it or when you generate it. Although what it does allow me to do, the Movo, is compress the time of the transfer. I do not have to listen to the whole entire audio again. I do download the USB and throw it in Audacity. Some headers and enders on it. If I had a gap that I can see in the third, put a sweeper in there, and away I go. I upload it to my blogger, whatever, movable type. Say, here I am, world, thank you very much, come again. And that's it. So, I really, really would like to do a higher quality, because I know it would sound better when I encoded it at a lower bitrate, but I'm not going to invest in it. This is something I'm trying out. It's audio on demand when I want to do it and when you want to listen to it. I don't care. I'm not investing in it. I think it is a bad. Corporations or companies will try to make money on the advertising, whatever, and dilute the quality of the content. Dumb it down. So, I'm not investing in it. I do not see a future for podcasting, audio dynamics. do not see it in general public. I see it as a hobby, much like shortwave radio or some, not as much as computers, but it will be a niche hobby for people that listen and the people that produce. And I don't think it's going to last. I believe it's still on its way, but it will peak and then go down. It will lose its close people, their content, the quality of the content will go down, because right now you can go up there, look up any feed and listen to it. And what are they doing? Absolutely nothing. Talking about absolutely nothing. They're talking to talk because they think they need to talk. Okay? I am not going to do that. So, I think it's going up still. There are some things people are going to try. I don't believe they're going to work. As I'm saying, we're not going to talk about it, but it's doing a serious radio, 4 hours, I don't know, on the weekend, I don't understand. Not to stay up at night, listen to it, I don't, why would you do that? You download the podcast and listen to it. It's a serious radio, I don't understand. So, it's going to try that to make some money advertising, I don't know, on the serious, I don't know how this is much work. But I think it will die. I think it will die. What will be next? Video, I doubt it. Too much bandwidth, too much equipment, too much space. And see the content, the quality. It won't be there. Okay? So, video, some people will do it. I believe it is too difficult to do. You know, in the earlier days of the internet, 1997, 1998, I think that's the toddler years of the internet, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, their news, some of them, video, real stream audio, real stream media player. And what happened? It got too expensive, too much bandwidth, too much hardware, too much software, too much trouble. Be done. I don't think it will take off like that. Audio on demand. So, another thing we might talk about are new things going on the internet. It's very fascinating how things come up and become popular. Everybody must do them. Everybody has access. And then you get some cool content. And then the content is like, you know, with blogging, you know, with podcasting, audio magazine, audio on the band, things like that. So, I don't know. It is interesting to see what happens next. Wireless, infrastructure, cell phones, you know, free data transmissions on the cell phones. You know, right now they thought that is all tied up with the telephone company, which I do not think they highlight the telephone company. I think they are a bunch of jerks. I think they are a bunch of crooks. I think they have a monopoly deal. I believe if there's one thing I'd like to see in my lifetime, a telephone company put out of business. I'm talking about AT&T, Marvel, all the wireline, landline telephone companies. Okay? They, I believe, were very close. Their yellow technology can just run it. Okay? Can just. You need to hook up the cellular phone to landline somewhere. Landline transfers the data and information, fiber, whatever, to other cell tower and so on. Okay? Game jerk. Why do they charge you for web browsing on their cell phone service? Because it does. They can make money on that. Does it cost them anymore? No, all the infrastructure is there, the bandwidth is there. It's not like the fiber is full. I the plenty of capacity. That's good. Why do they charge for call waiting, call forward? That's good. Does it cost any more to maintain? No. The software is all there in the phone system. What do? To turn it on, to turn the flag on, say, okay, you Mr. Nice Guy, you need a call forwarding, call waiting, caller ID. Okay, here you go. There you go. Thank you very much. Oh, let's put the flag on in the billing system. Charging $16 for this. For what? And they forward the call until a while, give a call waiting until a while. It's all there. Is it costing any more bandwidth? No. Because if I'm on a telephone call, I keep a call waiting, I either drop that call, take the other call, don't answer, call waiting. Or do, okay, talk to you later, hold on, I'll talk to you later, and then just go on and get phone calls. No more extra bandwidth. It's a program thing. I don't understand why they such jerks. That should be standard. Okay? So, remember, the telephone companies are just, now they did get smart. I don't know if it's because their telephones were kicking our ass, or they just damn got lucky. They did do something with high-speed internet on the DSL copper line, which, in my opinion, I think it's crappy technology, okay? Need to have this box, you know, don't pick up the phone, I'm on the internet, have these filters on my other phone, you know, got to be within 5,000 feet of the distribution box. Whatever, you know. Oh, let's charge you $40 for that, you know. So, and then you got to make crappy looking things on your thing and off your phone line and your phone. Who wants that? Cable companies, man. They could give you 60, 70, 80 channels. 14 or shopping, who watch that crap? 6 or 7 in a language you don't understand. They keep other channels that are these things rolling around on the screen, I don't know. Who's this Elisa? Who's got the 20 minutes to watch the community news? Does anybody do that? I don't want it, I stop it for it. But I did it. I should be able to pick the channels I want, pay for them, they should all cost the same. And if I want to watch a channel, I should not need a box. I should say, let's say, I call up in the telephone. mom to type system, I want to watch HBO tonight. Turn me on HBO. Okay, sir, you get HBO. Say how long I want it. Okay. HBO 4627 wants to watch a cheesy porno or watch some crazy show. I don't. Okay, so I think that would be something good. He turns it on, I don't need no box. Put the box outside. I don't want a box, okay? I don't want to pay for it. It's a box. It's your box. I need a box to use your system. I should not pay for it. Okay? I buy a television, it has features. I should be able to use those features. It's your cable system. Those features with your cable system and not have to worry about some box, some damn remote, pay for it every month, $15, $5, whatever. That should be something you hook up to your television, the cable, and that's it. No digital box, none of these. I have 125 channels available on my television. Does digital cable give you more? Let me know. If it does, the television companies are not doing what they should do. They should give you 250 or 1,000. They need to work on the standard or something. So, if you learn one thing, telephone companies are too. So are the cable. Well, it's been a very nice talking to you today. I have come to the end of my journey here today, my driving. I hope it's not too loud. I passed a few trucks, things like that. I must eat some gasoline and eat some dinner and upload it and let me know what you think. I don't care. You tell me it's bad, I don't care. Okay? Chris200@gmail.com. And we go from there. This is the Audio On Demand. Still, this is Audio On Demand for May 11, 2005. 2005, May 11. Have a good day. And come back. Listen to me again. If you don't, I don't care. Thank you, and goodbye.